The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
What's up, everyone? It's the Dana Cortez Show here with Caliucci's, and I'm super excited. I know you don't remember this because you talked to a million people, but we had a conversation via Zoom during the whole pandemic, and there was just a lag, and the Wi-Fi was terrible, and I saved a question that I wanted to ask you then, so I'm going to ask you now. Now, I know, of course, we're here to talk about Red Moon and Venus, but I have to ask this question. Sin miedo del amor y otros demonios, how do you compare love and demons? Like, where did that come from?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like a long-standing comparison. It's like love can also bring out the worst in us. It can make us blind. And
true story.
So I think that's kind of where...
And you wanted to express that. You've been writing your whole life, pretty much. How old were you when you started writing?
Pretty much as soon as I could write, I was writing poems and songs, yeah.
And where do you think you gained your inspiration from, like, as a little girl? Who was Caliucci's listening to?
I always loved all types of different music. I think I gained inspiration from just poetry more than anything. Like, I was always, like, an avid reader. I loved reading books.
That's funny. Everybody who writes music tells me that they're big into reading, that that's something that they always gravitated toward. Obviously, that's how you found your words. Now, Red Moon and Venus, Moonlight, is all over the radio. We're playing it. My personal favorite... Como te quiero. I love that one. And then I like Hasta Cuando. For as far back as I can see, and since I started following your music way before really Instagram or any of that, I noticed you always embraced your Latino roots.
Yeah.
As a Mexican-American, sometimes I didn't always feel proud about my heritage because I was told that we weren't good enough or, you know, whatever the case is. How did you find strength in that? And was there ever a moment that you didn't feel proud of your roots or that you were conflicted being Latina?
You know what? I've always been super proud. I went to school in Colombia, and that was like a huge part of my upbringing as well. So when I came back to the United States, I very much, like, you know, was always like wearing Colombian flag shirts and like all my stuff that had Colombian flag on it. And I was just always super proud to represent Colombia basically my whole life. So, and I remember like being super young and thinking like, I feel so blessed that I'm Colombian. And I always just felt really like grateful because I always had so much love for, you know, everything that had to do with my country. I always felt so like connected, spiritually connected to Colombia. So yeah, I never felt conflicted about it, but I do understand that there are a lot of people. There was like definitely a time in the United States where it was like not cool to be Latino.
Yes.
And so I understand that was like an issue for a lot of people. My school was mostly like in my neighborhood, it was like mostly like Salvadorians. Mm-hmm. Majority black people, and then like the Latino community was like from El Salvador, Ecuador. There wasn't that many Colombians. But
you know, I just asked because you grew up in Virginia, correct?
Yeah.
Are there a lot of Latinos in Virginia? Because I don't.
Yeah, we used to live in a neighborhood called Chirilagua. It's like mainly Latino, yeah. And then like it's a lot of DC, Maryland, Virginia area is the area that I'm from. It's like Northern VA. So it's a lot of immigrants in general. There's also a lot of like Ethiopians, Eritreans, but yeah, not that much Colombians, not that much Mexicans. Mostly El Salvador, Ecuador
from that part of the
Honduras.
Okay,
like mostly that type.
So going back and forth, I know being in Virginia, which has like a humongous impact on hip hop with, you know, Timbaland, Pharrell, Chris Brown, the Clips. What kind of impact did that have on you too?
I always loved Missy Elliott. I always loved NERD. I was like a huge NERD fan. I think just being like an avid music lover, I always love to just find obscure bands and singers and groups and from all over the world, and I never tried to really let like any one place, because given that I had that like multi-dimension to my heritage, and I've always been I'm a dual citizen, so having that, like, I always kept a very open mind to, like, there's a much bigger world outside of just this neighborhood, you know. And
you're so lucky to have known that, though, because some people never leave their little neighborhood or their block. So you took inspiration from Colombia, but also from Virginia from where you grew up.
Absolutely.
The musical influence.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a growth within your Mexican audience specifically? I know you mentioned like the other types of Latinos too, but Mexican.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I really started my career when I came, like I started when I was in Virginia, but I pretty quickly moved to Los Angeles, like mm-hmm. after I graduated high school, and California, like mainly
the main Latino community is Mexican,
so it's a big Mexican community. Yeah. I've always felt very close to the Mexican community as well. My uncle, who kind of like raised me as a dad, is Mexican, and so I always felt like I always felt that our cultures are very similar in a sense, and so yeah, I've always gotten really along with Mexican people really well.
You know, it's funny because people always say that about Latinos. We are very different, but at the same time, we have family.
We have a lot
faith.
Of similar threads.
We do,
yeah.
You know, those kind of things I think bring us together. There's a lot of innuendos of Catholicism. I see a lot of crosses and pieces like that. Would you consider yourself more faithful or more religious, more spiritual, or how would you describe yourself in that aspect?
Yeah, I consider myself more spiritual. I grew up in a household when it came to religion where we were very like open to our religion. Like I have family members that are Hindu, oh, wow. family members that are Muslim, family members that are Catholic. We had the Quran, we had the Bible, we had pretty much everything in my house. So I never had to like stick to like one type of teaching. I learned
That's
about like
such
Buddhism
a blessing.
Really young. Yeah. So, I kind of just learned about how all the religions, the similar things that they have in common and,
instead of the differences.
Yeah.
That's so smart. My, my grandmother had a sign on her door that said, if you weren't Catholic, you couldn't come in.
Oh.
So I'm very,
I think that's horrible.
It's horrible.
I think religion can be really beautiful in the terms that it can give people a sense of community and a sense yes. of faith and, uplift them out of dark times. But I think the negative part can be like the criticisms or like, I don't think that
judgments.
Yeah. I don't think
that cause the world's wars.
Yeah. Causing wars and all of that. I don't think that God would want anyone to be, I don't think God judges any of their children. So
I do have one question in regards to Red Moon and Venus. One of my favorite tracks is I Wish You Roses, which is where you talk about letting go of love, but without bitterness. Mm-hmm. Now, what is one of your keys to moving on from a heartbreak like that without being bitter? Because I listened to it and it gave me life lessons. I was like, you know what? This is how I should act.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I always like, I like to credit this song that I listened to growing up by Joe Batan called I Wish You Love. Mm-hmm. And I think like when I listened to that song, I always thought I wanted to make a song like that because it does have that underlying theme, like thematically of like releasing people with love, letting go of things with love. I think not everybody's meant to be in our lives. And I think a lot of people end up feeling like, oh, we have to be enemies now, or we have to be like, you know, now we're on underlying like opposite teams, like if you're not with me or against me or da 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 da. But I think it's nice to just be able to let people go and wish them the best.
That way I also think everybody serves a purpose in our life.
Yeah, absolutely.
The reason they come into our path is to teach us something, take something from it positively, like you said about religion. What about for you when it comes to working with these ginormous artists that you've been working with for a long time? I forgot you worked with Steve Lacy way before he had this massive
hit.
How
did you get linked in with all the cool kids?
Like Tyler and everybody. Like, how did it happen? Because I see you. I've seen, like I said, I've been watching you for years. I've been a fan for years. I mean, you graduated from the mixtape to the main stage. It's incredible to see. How did you link with all of these artists?
It was just very natural. I mean, when I first moved, I was just, you know, working with other like-minded people, and those are just my peers, and yeah, it just happened pretty naturally. I think when you're all fans of each other, you gravitate towards each other and like, oh, let's make a song, let's get in
just
the studio, whatever.
Together.
Yeah.
How did you and Tyler start working together?
He reached out to me on Twitter actually, and he told me he was listening to some of my music and that whenever I came to LA to let him know that we would get in the studio. So that's what I did.
Oh, that's crazy. What do you think is your favorite project? This morning I had a guy call in. He was requesting music and he's like, I'm getting ready to take my girl to the Kali Uchis concert. He was so excited. Mm-hmm. His name is Raymond. And I promised him I would ask you, what has been your favorite album to record so far?
I think always my most recent work is my favorite. So Red Moon and Venus of what has come out, but I'm definitely really excited to drop. I'm about to drop an all Latin album and I'm really excited for that one. That one's probably been the funnest for me. So
are you going to have any features on it or?
Yeah, I'm going to have features. I can't talk about them right now,
but
yeah.
I was going to drop Bad Bunny, Peso Puma. Okay, well, we'll get that later.
Okay, so completely shift gears. I was talking to my homies last night, and they were making a mockery of a lot of astrology, which I pushed back on because we have a seer on the show.
We have a seer on the show. Seer Mahdi every Monday. Yeah,
Believe it's a red flag if a man does not believe in astrology?
No, I don't think it's a red flag. I think everybody can have their own beliefs in.
Damn, I thought you were going to back me up way more on this.
What a red flag for you then.
I think as long as people are open-minded to other people's like views, like personally, I believe that we're run by the stars, and I believe that there's a greater purpose within the universe than just us being like here,
for no reason.
That's my belief, but I think as long as everybody's like respect, I think a red flag is someone who's like not respectful of someone else's, or like they try to shit on other people for their beliefs. Because I feel like we should all be entitled to believe in whatever we believe in. And
have you ever had your cards read?
No.
Never? Have you ever wanted to?
We used to have, there was someone who used to come to one of my cousin's house, and she used to do all that type of stuff. And like, I just don't like to play with that type of stuff.
You don't even want
to
know.
Yeah.
You don't, yeah, I get it.
It's worked out all right for you.
You're fine.
It's been around. Yeah, I don't do that stuff. Like, play with Ouija boards and all of that stuff. I don't do that stuff.
We did that when we were little.
Are you heavy on manifestation, though? I mean, because you have to visualize all this, right?
I definitely believe in, visualizing and manifestation. And I definitely believe in all of that.
I saw your message to yourself. This has been a long time, but I remember when you wrote it, because it reminded me of myself. You said, you know, you're homeless, you're living in a car, you know, that kind of situation. And you told yourself, look where you are now. Do you think about that struggle very often? Because I really don't. I don't like to. It doesn't serve I lived in my car.
Okay.
Do you think about that? And do you ever think, oh my gosh, I'm here. That was so long ago. Does it drive you still?
Yeah. I think definitely some days, it is like, on days where it is hard to like keep going sometimes, you know, because everybody goes through, their ups and downs. That is definitely something that makes me like try to put some effort in or try a little bit harder. So I'm like, oh, well, you know, I got a lot more than I asked for. So I'm very grateful.
Have you had any moments of reflection or any almost like outer body moments where you look back and say, wow, I can't believe I'm here? Because you went from the car to a critically acclaimed album to now this is a sold out tour. Have you had any moments where you're like, wow, this is me? And if so, what are those moments or when did that happen?
Honestly, I always look at like, I guess it's hard because like when you're actually in the position, it's like you always look at like what more you could be doing, and you never really feel like fully fulfilled in that sense. You always feel like, oh, I should be further along, or I should be here. So it is nice sometimes to think about those things because it does make you like appreciate like, well, at least I got what I have. You know what I mean? Like a little bit of success that I have, I definitely like owe it all to God. So
I think this is only the beginning.
Oh, thank you.
I really feel that way. I'm excited about the all Spanish album coming.
Thank you.
I think that's going to be great. We don't know who the collabs are, but
We'll
find out soon enough. Message to your fans. I always like to ask that because the people that are watching this are the people that truly love you. What is your message to the people that have supported you from the beginning or people that just found you right now?
Yeah, my message to anybody is always just, you know, that the most important thing is just to leave your heart open to whatever message the universe has to for you, whatever you need to do with your life. Don't go through the motions in life. You know, life is short, so try to actually walk in your purpose, do what you want to do.
And then finally, telepatía. Did you know when you were making that song, when you were writing it, when you were recording it, did you know what a massive, giant song and hit that was going to be?
No, definitely not.
Girl, that song
crept up on you, right?
Oh, I never planned for it to be a single. I almost didn't put it on the album.
No.
I think you did.
Why? Why?
I just don't have an ear for commercial music. I don't listen to commercial music. Like, the music that I listen to is, like I told you, like, I listen to more, like, obscure artists and songs. And, like, the stuff I like from even popular artists will be more, like, the B-side songs. I like more of the stuff that's, like, not really, like, the commercial stuff. So I don't really I don't really have an ear for the popular commercial stuff. So I suck at picking singles. I never really know like what is everybody gonna like.
It's all good, but there's sometimes that special song that touches so many people. I don't want you to think of it as a commercial song because it was just everything you do is amazing. Don't think of it that way. And I'm glad you put it out. I don't know, the universe told you, and I'm glad you did it, because
I put it out too.
I really am. And welcome to the commercial world.
Thank you.
Something like that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.